Liquid Zeolite. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be telling you all about the wonderful event coming up in the month of August in Monterey, California, Concorso Italiano 2011. It's the world's largest Italian car show, and Tom McDowell is standing by to tell us all about it. A little later on in the hour, we'll be joined by Christina Seller from Bart Buckle Up. I'm still not that familiar with that situation, so we'll both find out lots from Christina a little later on in the hour. Telephone-wise, here's the number. Toll-free, feel-free, from anywhere in North America, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. In honor of Tom, we have an exotic question out there and a Lamborghini question, an easy one. And the question is about when you go back in the history of Lamborghini, starting with the Countach. What was the that was the top-of-the-line model for Lamborghini for a long time, and then that was followed by a successor. What was the successor vehicle for the Countach? Following this successor vehicle, then came the Murcielago, and now we see a successor to the Murcielago on the horizon. As a matter of fact, we're going to see it at Concorso Italiano 2011, and to tell us all about that story and much more, it's my pleasure to welcome the chairman of Concorso Italiano, Mr. Tom McDowell. Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, Bob. Thank you. Thank you. And I appreciate you having me on.
Let's talk about, number one, the unveiling of this successor to the Murcielago, and this is a real cutting-edge automobile.
Yes, the successor. The Murcielago was a terrific, terrific car, and it was the last one rolled off the assembly line back in last autumn. And they quickly announced that the successor is a car called the Aventador, and it's a stunning, absolutely stunning car. It makes prodigious use of carbon fiber and other cutting-edge materials, and it's just a wonderfully handling car. I'm looking forward to my first drive in one down in Monterey, but we are going to be honoring the Aventador with the Concorso Italiano Five Diamond of Engineering Excellence Award. We've got some executives coming from Lamborghini in Italy to join us and be able to introduce the car to the enthusiasts. But it's just what one might call a screaming car.
It certainly is when you stop and think about all the technology, like you say, advanced materials, carbon fiber, the engine putting out more than 700 horsepower, really kind of upping the ante in the horsepower realm. This is the first supercar in the 700 horsepower range that we've seen. So this is definitely going to be a big happening at Concorso 2011. Another big happening, you announced it a while back, I believe it was in the month of January. You're having a special class called Originals and Barn Finds. Tell us about that, Tom.
Well, Originals and Barn Finds, we're finding it becoming increasingly popular. Barn finds have always been popular. That's sort of the holy grail for a car enthusiast. And sometimes even greater than the actual find is the story, the hunt. We're having three barn finds at Concorso, just a Ferrari, a Fiat Vignale, and a Lancia. And all three of them have fascinating stories behind how the owners were able to find these cars. And everybody enjoys reading these stories. We've got some up on our website. They're fun. They're really fun. And the other side is originals, and some people call them preservation class. And these are cars that largely, mechanically, they'll replace the brakes or put new tires on the cars, but the cars themselves are original from the factory. And these are not cars that are 2 years old. These are cars that are 50, wow, and in one case 60 years old. They're for the most part original, except for, as mentioned, some mechanical changes, simply to keep the car roadworthy. But the stories behind these are fun too, because most of these cars have been with the owners for years and decades, and it's fun to hear what they've done when they bought the car, what they've done with the car, and some of the adventures they've had.
Absolutely, and I understand some of these vehicles are coming some great distance to be at Concorso 2011.
Yes, we're having car. I think the farthest car at Concorso was coming over from Europe. Last year we had a car coming over from Japan. The owner flew it over to Concorso. It was a terrific car. This year, the car that's coming the furthest, I think, is coming from Belgium. So we're kind of excited about that. We do attract people from across the globe. Every single continent the continent's not sending somebody. We are having people from each continent coming to Concorso. It's got a world appeal.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about some of the other anniversaries that you're celebrating, including the Bora, which is a vehicle we don't talk too much about.
You know, when I was a kid, I was in my never-ending hunt for parts at the MGB dealer in downtown San Jose. Right across the alleyway was the Maserati dealer. And while I was waiting for that fuel pump to be delivered to me, I wandered over there. I saw this Bora. And I thought, wow, wouldn't it be great to have one of those cars? And so here we are now, roughly 40 years later, and we're going to be celebrating the 40th anniversary of the Maserati Bora. It's a beautiful car. They've got it's a stainless roof. I think anybody who looks at one of these cars, you're going to say, in its time, it was really a trend-setting car.
It certainly is. Another thing that we're all looking forward to is the supercar reunion this time around. It's the Ferrari F50. Tell us a little bit about this reunion, and I'm sure it's going to be quite amazing, because they didn't make that many of the F50s. I don't know what the exact production run was, but, Tom, these are pretty rare.
They are. There were only 350 of them, maybe even 349 of them. Ferrari typically says, we'll figure out how many we can sell, and we'll make one less than the we think we can sell. And they I think it's 349 that they made for worldwide. So I haven't counted how many we're having at Concorso, but this is the third in our series of Ferrari supercars. 2 years ago, we did the 25th anniversary of the first supercar, the 288 GTO. Last year, the F40. And this year, we're having a reunion of the Ferrari F50s. These supercars are wonderful. You can see the sort of the evolution design from the 288 to the F40. To the F50, and then the F50 has a very similar look to the fourth in the series, the Enzo.
Absolutely, and we're all looking forward to the next generation of supercar from Ferrari, probably in the not-too-distant future as well. Another big story here for 2011 is the fact that you haven't changed the venue, still at the wonderful Black Horse golf course there, Laguna Seca golf course, the place at the Laguna Seca Golf Ranch is slightly different.
Well, yeah, the event is held at Laguna Seca Golf Ranch, just down the road a little bit from Laguna Seca Racetrack. I think most of your listeners are quite familiar with the area, and certainly the racetrack. And we're at the golf course. These cars look very good on grass, much better on grass than they do on asphalt. And we, the last 2 years, we were at, we had about four fairways in a certain area of the golf course, and we found that we outgrew it. Things were getting a little cozy, so we've moved it to another area. It's just as beautiful. The backdrops are beautiful. We've got the rolling hills of the valley of Highway 68, running right by, and it's really a pristine place. So we've got a much bigger footprint now, and I think this gives us the room that we've grown into, the room that we need.
As president of Concorso Italiano, this truly must be a labor of love for you, and also a process which takes a whole year to put together. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk to Tom a little bit about how he pulls off this magic year after year. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away.
I saw a product gone, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road.
For the latest new car reviews, automotive news, and industry trends, check out thelongdrive.com. You'll also find interviews with car company executives and designers. All this and more at thelongdrive.com. Isn't that right, Lucy?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special. Or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
It's coming up on August 19th from 9 to 5 p.m. at the Laguna Seca Golf Ranch in Monterey, California. Concorso Italiano and the president of Concorso Italiano is with us, telling us all about it, Tom McDowell. And Tom, really excited about this year's event. And, of course, in addition to the wonderful cars, I know you're going to have some fashion and some great food as well.
Well, you know, Bob, one of the things that sets Concorso apart from most car shows is it's more than just an exhibit of the cars. And as wonderful as all those cars are, this is the largest Italian car show in the world. But we thought that it's more important, or just as important, to have cars, but also to celebrate Italian lifestyle. And that's what we've got. We've got, you know, we celebrate fashion, food, music, and in fact, we also bring over many special guests, the key individuals from either the factory or designers, or who have had a hand in the history and development of Italian cars. And we bring those people over so the attendees will have a chance to meet with them personally. And it is a very personal, very casual event, but all under this celebration of all things Italian. And it's great fun. It's a very relaxed environment. And I tell you, under that blue sky and warm sun of Monterey, it's quite an afternoon.
It certainly is. Let's talk about some of the other wonderful things that you're going to have at this year's event. I remember last year the folks at Fiat were thrilled with their presence, and they're back for 2011.
They are, and the rollout and introduction, a reintroduction of Fiat to the United States, I get the feeling it's gone a little bit slower than they wanted, but it's here. And certainly up here in the Seattle area, we've seen some of the new 500s on the road. Down in the San Francisco Bay Area, I see a lot more of them when I'm there. But Fiat is coming back. They've got a beautiful display. They're going to be sharing the Fiat 500 and the 500C, which is sort of their convertible edition of the Fiat 500. Both wonderful cars. I think they fill a very nice spot in the marketplace, and they're priced very competitively. They're terrific cars.
And I hear through secret sources that your daughter would love one of these.
She's probably written you, told you I won't get it for her. Yeah, she has her eye on that car. She just thought it was a real fun car, and she was very impressed with the gas mileage. She thought, even though it's overcast up here in Seattle quite a bit, she thought that convertible model, the 500C, would be a lot of fun. So we're continuing wrestling match with her.
Well, makes sense. Absolutely. Can folks come and display a non-Italian vehicle at the show?
There is a place. That's a good question. There is a place where the non-Italian cars can be displayed. We get some really interesting cars out there. The Citroens, we've got MGs, we've got several rather exotic BMWs that come also. We have roughly 150 to 200 non-Italian cars out there, and that area is it's an area of curiosity. People come expecting the Italian cars, and they get it. Then they wander over and see these things that aren't Italian, and they're a visual treat as well.
Absolutely. Before the break, I was asking you a question, and that is about putting this event together. I would imagine, you know, it's a lot of work. You probably start on 2012 as soon as the 2011 event is concluded.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, we come back right after this year's show. We already know what our celebrations are going to be for the next 3 years, and we have to plan that far out. We come back, and we put everything away, sort of take a week to put it to bed, another week to catch our breath, and we get right back into the following year. And during that week, when we're back in the following year, I'm over in Italy meeting with the manufacturers and designers and just planning the next steps. And it's a full effort. We've got a staff that work year-round at it. It's just too big of an event to be able to pick up just a few months. We have to start, as mentioned, you know, we're 3 years out on some celebrations, but planning the next year's event starts almost immediately the day after the current year concludes.
Let's tell our listeners all across North America a little bit about some of the special guests that you have every year at Concorso. And this is a real treat for auto enthusiasts and historians because, you know, whether it's a famous test driver or a famous designer, just to have the opportunity to meet and speak to these folks is just mind-boggling.
It is a lot of fun, and it's fun to get to meet them in a non-business environment, very casual, where they have a chance to talk about their passions and talk about some of the cars they've designed and some of the challenges they had in the design process or just in planning the next model. And you catch these people in a very, what I'll call, unguarded moment where they can let their hair down and just have fun with the enthusiasts. And it's exactly what happens. Last year we had Leonardo Fioravanti, who designed more Ferraris than any other person. And he came, we celebrated his designs, and we shortly after the last year's show ended, we went back to Italy. He's in his office just outside of Turin. We sat down, and he said he'd never had as much fun in his life, and he was so appreciative of the opportunity. He'd heard about Concours, of course, over the years, but he'd never had the chance to attend, and he said it was beyond his wildest expectations. But you mentioned test drivers, Bob. Valentino Balboni is a perennial favorite. He's coming this year.
Oh, he is. Wow. I remember the year that the special edition Lamborghini named in his honor was unveiled a couple of years back.
Yes, there was a Gallardo and named the Valentino Balboni edition. He was with, he's retired now, but he was with Lamborghini going back into the early 70s, I believe. And just about every Lamborghini that came out of the factory, he test drove it. And what makes him so interesting is he's very, very engaging, and people are just drawn to him. He's very friendly. He'll talk to anybody about anything, and he's just a very humble man, which makes him fun to be around.
Absolutely. Again, the date is Friday, August 19th, from 9 to 5 at the Laguna Seca Golf Ranch in Monterey, California. Is it possible to get tickets before the event, Tom?
Yes, it is. In fact, it's probably easier to get them before the event as opposed to day of the event. And that you can just go to our website. It's concorso.com, concorso.com, and you can purchase the tickets over the website. But day of event on August 19th, Friday, August 19th, it's possible to purchase tickets then as well.
Excellent. It's such a wonderful visual sight to seeing all those great colors out there and just to tap into the enthusiasm of, you know, especially love talking to some of the folks who are exhibiting their vehicles. You can just feel their pride and for a lot of them it's kind of a fulfillment of a dream. You know, I myself have not owned an exotic car yet. I hope one of these days I'll get the opportunity, but it's the kind of thing you think about all your life.
These cars are, there's something special about them. You sit down and you know, the name Ferrari or Lamborghini is a golden name. So when you sit behind the wheel of one, it is somewhat of a fulfillment of a dream.
Absolutely. Concorso.com is the website. Tom McDowell is the president of Concorso Italiano 2011. Tom, my friend, I owe you a cell phone call perhaps tomorrow. We'll talk about broadcast stuff. Thank you for your time here today.
December 7, 1941. Japan attacks Pearl Harbor. America enters World War II. Our troops in the Philippines will get no help as Washington concentrates on Hitler's Europe. April 9, 1942. Surrender in the Philippines. The infamous Bataan Death March. Years as POWs. A story of starvation and murder. Bravery and hope. Forsaken Heroes of the Pacific War. One Man's True Story. By Don Morrow and Kevin Moore. Book profits to the Wounded Warriors Project.
Book price, $27.95. Audiobook available at same price. Make check or money order payable to the Bedford Group, 17 King Street, Danbury, Connecticut, 06811. That's $27.95. Check or money order payable to the Bedford Group, 17 King Street, Danbury, Connecticut, 06811.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma. asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you very much for joining me each and every week at this very same time on the great radio station you're listening to right now or on our network's website, GCNLive.com, where you can find not only the live broadcast of the show, but also an on-demand all this coming week. You can hear this week's broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, running in a constant stream, or you can go back and look at our archives and check out various shows, or you can subscribe to our podcast. You can even listen on the telephone, if you can believe that. All kinds of cool stuff at GCNLive.com. My website for this radio program is AutoWorldRadio.com. Also, I have another website, needs to be updated, BobLongRadio.com. We can be found on Facebook three ways: Auto World Radio, Bob Long Radio, and myself personally, Bob Long. And we've had a trivia question out there, so let's put the trivia question out to pasture here as we finally have a winner via email. The winner is Jose. Jose is in Nevada, listening on our station out there in, I should know, I think it's Elko, Nevada, and he is right. It's the Diablo. That was the successor to the Countach. So we're going to get you in line to pick up a prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. But joining us right now, live on the program, to tell us all about Bart Buckle Up, it's my pleasure to welcome Christina Seltzer to the airways of Auto World. Christina, how you doing?
Great.
Well, tell us all about how Bart Buckle Up got its start.
Well, I started Bark Buckle Up just to help get the message out from our first responders that more pets were traveling in vehicles and, if not, they were doing it safely. Back in 2007 and 8, almost 100% of pets, it was right around 97 to 98%, were not traveling safe. So they were becoming projectiles. They were biting our first responders when they came to an emergency, or they were escaping the vehicles through an open window or from the accident and causing another accident. So we teamed up with first responder agencies nationwide to get the word out for educating people on what and how they can travel safer in a vehicle, an RV, and, of course, buckling up your pet somehow makes it safer for everyone.
That's fantastic. And just reading a little bit about your background here today, as founder of BART Buckle Up, you have safely buckled in more than 10,000 animals into vehicles, been featured on 1,200 national and local newscasts, international press conferences, automobile trade shows, delivered over 4,000 pet oxygen masks through her BARK 10-4 program, and secured more than 3,000 animals in life vests. So you've been around a lot of animals. You truly must love dogs and pets in general.
I do have a pretty great job. I get to work with fire, police, pets, and, of course, one of my favorites, cars.
Very good. Let's talk about the dangers of, as you mentioned, a unrestrained dog in a vehicle. And if, you know, God forbid that vehicle has an accident, I mean, even at a relatively, lower speed, and certainly not a super low speed, but let's say 30, 35 miles an hour, what happens to that unrestrained dog in a situation like that?
The same thing's going to occur to that pet or that animal that would happen to a child or an adult. At 30, 35 miles per hour, even if you are just to slam on your brakes and not actually have a full impact, that pet, say it's a golden retriever, that's going to be around 50, 60 pounds. Mm-hmm. That pet at 30, 35 miles per hour becomes almost a 3,000-pound projectile just rocketing through the inside of the vehicle. And as an occupant, you know, you may have children in car seats, you may have a passenger in the front seat, of course everybody's buckled, that pet could slam into the back of the driver's seat, breaking your neck. They can be launched through the windshield, they can even be in a cyanide pack, they could even hit a passenger in the back seat like a small child. Just by securing everything in your vehicle, whether it's the driver, the passengers, the children, even a suitcase or a coffee cup becomes a projectile. So we're talking occupant safety here. It's important for everyone.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've never seen a pet buckled up in a vehicle. So we've really got to spread the word about this. Just looking at some of the statistics that you have here on your website, 70 million plus homes in America have a pet, and 50% of those same have two pets. So we're talking a whole lot of pets, and the fact of the matter is this is the time of the year folks are going on vacation, and usually, if possible, they're taking the family pet along. So we're talking a whole lot of potential danger.
Absolutely, and the numbers are up for traveling with your pets. Back in, 2005 to 2007, more hotel chains and resorts started allowing pets to come into the hotel and stay with you. So we had a big increase there with car travel. How do you get to a hotel? Well, most of us aren't walking there. We're taking a plane, we're taking a rental car or our own car. Then from 2007 or 2008 through current years, the airlines have increased. It used to be two or three airlines allowed you to bring your pet on board or as cargo. Mm-hmm. Now we have triple, quadruple the airlines that are allowing pets. Even JetBlue, American, Continental, of course, is the best pet safe program. But they are all increasing, which means how are we getting to the airport? How are we getting to the hotel? How are we getting to the campground? All of these things increase us driving with our pets. And, you know, when I was young, we didn't use car seats or seat belts. We'd have my mom put the seats down in the station wagon and have her, you know, go faster around the corner so we could slide across and hit our heads on the window. But that's insane. We all know better now.
Yep.
We buckle up our children because it's the law. We
yep.
buckle up ourselves because it's the law. But we don't think about our pets because a lot of people email me and they say, oh, well, she loves sitting in the front seat with me. Well, that's a driver distraction right there. That's why children don't belong in the front seat, other than injuries and airbags and all that other stuff. But a loose pet not only can distract you, But they can get injured. They can injure somebody else in your vehicle. They can escape and cause a second accident. And then, of course, people that are trying to help get you and your children out of your car at an emergency, now you've got this pet that, you know, normal behavior, a pet is going to try and protect you and your kids.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody's trying to reach in through the window or try to unbuckle you to get you out of the car, that pet most likely is going to bite.
Yeah.
Because they're scared, just like you. But the injuries are increasing. Traveling with your pets are increasing. The airlines went up about 300%. Our hotels went up about 300%. So, of course, traveling in your vehicle with your pet from about 2007 to currently has gone up over 1,000%. It's crazy numbers.
Amazing. And, you know, you bring up so many good points. I mean, I'm a late-in-life dad. I have a 10-month-old daughter, and you know, just the, you know, to me, it's a whole new world dealing with car seats and such, and you know, it's kind of like strapping your child in like she's going to the moon, my daughter. But when I contrast that with pictures of myself, when, you know, I can remember a picture of myself being in like a wooden crib in the back of like a two-door vehicle. So it just goes to show you how far we've come with education and how far we've come with technology. You offer some really cool stuff here. If folks log on to BartBuckleUp.com, you've got a free pet safety kit. Tell us about that.
We do. It's my favorite. I basically invented that. I created it to help our first responders because they're the ones that are, you know, it's their job to help us in an emergency. And a lot of the times they're not aware if there's a pet in the car, or they've got Miss Sally May from down the street. She's 80 years old and she's got 9 cats. She has a fender bender. Well, the elderly automatically are taken to the hospital from the scene of an accident. So if she's taken to the hospital, the police and fire don't know her neighbors, don't know she has 9 cats, don't know anything about her. Their job is to just get her to the hospital. With this decal, it goes on the driver's side window. They see this stating, you know, there's pets in the car, or there may be pets
at home. Yeah, that's right. When we come back on the other side, we'll wrap up on that and tell folks more about BartBuckleUp.com. This is Otto.
Are you knee-deep in debt? Do you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt? If you have any type of debt, call the Debt Relief Help Hotline now. There are laws in place which may allow us to lower your debt up to 70%. Call 888-344-3932. With one easy phone call, we may be able to cut your monthly payments in half. This is your opportunity to be debt-free. Take back control of your life. Call 888-344-3932. That's 888-344-3932. Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There is no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 29th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at 16,1780. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 16,5832, 829.16 for a half ounce, or 414.58 for a quarter ounce. That's 16,5832, 829.16, and 414.58.
The Constitution and Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore and travel with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support for the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I've teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter ounce pure gold coin. For only $480 plus shipping and handling, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendovite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Tom Long.
Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, they got a fine machine.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back. Thanks for being here. My name is Bob Long, joined by Christina Seltzer, who is the founder of Bart Buckle Up. And, Christina, I want to apologize. I know today we were scheduled to do a radio interview, but we'll reschedule that. There was a little bit of a mix-up in the scheduling, but we're happy to have you here with us on Auto World because this is really cool information. So tell us a little bit about the process of, you know, I would imagine different sized dogs, different breeds of dogs, you know, all these kind of things pose different challenges when buckling them up. Is there one particular safety harness that is used on all types of dogs and cats, or are they customized towards the size of the dog?
Actually, there's all kinds of products that are out there. What we do is we review the products just like how we review vehicles. And as an automotive female expert, I work with the occupant safety police chiefs that sit on the commissions, NHTSA, Department of Transportation, and we come up with some guidelines. If there's a product that works better for you, let's say you have a cat, not all cats like harnesses or being on leashes, so maybe a crate or a carrier. Mm-hmm. But, of course, you want to put something in there with their scent so that they're not as stressed out. A small pet, there's soft, like, doggy car seats or doggy booster seats. The smaller pets seem to like those. That way they can see out the window. But, of course, they're buckled in so they can't jump out the window. Bigger dogs we've noticed over the, you know, I've traveled to just about every state showing how to buckle up a pet easily into a vehicle. We've seen with the larger dogs, like the golden retrievers, the labs, the real happy, friendly, family-type dogs, the harnesses and a tether into a D-ring, either in the back seat or maybe in the station wagon or SUV area, they all seem to really enjoy doing that. It makes it easier for you once you've practiced it a few times, do short trips, then once they're used to it, you can go on a longer trip. But getting them used to it, they tend to even seem to have more confidence about getting in and out of the vehicle once they know they're not going to slide off the seat or hit their face on the back of your seat if you hit your brakes. They actually learn and you can see the changes in them that they're more confident about being in the vehicle.
That's very interesting. So, you know, not only are you adding the safety equation into the mix for everybody in the vehicle, but you're actually making the pet feel safer as well. Let's talk a little bit about airlines. I do my share of travel during the course of the year, and, you know, it wasn't that long ago that I never used to see, you know, pets in carry-ons and under seats and usually cats or small dogs. Is this something relatively new?
No, actually it's not. One of the airlines I mentioned earlier, Continental Airlines, which is now also United. Continental has been one of the longest-standing airlines that has allowed pets to fly, not just as cargo, because a lot of the professional dogs, whether they're FEMA, show dogs, you know, AKC dogs, they've all flown for a very long time as cargo. And there's a full procedure. They actually have where you can log into their website and you can track your pet's travel.
Wow.
So in my opinion, Continental is, of course, the one I would choose if I had to fly my pet's cargo. More of the airlines have jumped on board, say more of a PR move, saying you can bring your pet as a carry-on pet. Now, that pet cannot exceed 20 pounds with the carrier. So the bag that you have them in, of course, there's certain sizes and shapes, and the pet cannot weigh more than 20 pounds, but that pet also, by law, has to be able to stand up and turn around within that carrier. So we're talking in real regulations, those are very small pets that you can take and put under your seat. Every airport has a little bit of different rules, but since I've been working with TSA, pretty much federal guidelines are if you have a pet and you're taking it on the airplane and it's in a carrier, it cannot come out of that carrier in the airport. There's potties for them to go to at every airport, so you need to use that before you go in. Mm-hmm. When you're on the airplane, the biggest problem that they have seen either going through the airport or on the planes is people have been putting the carrier right up on the X-ray conveyor belt putting their pets, right, big mistake. Your pet comes out, you carry it through the X-ray machine. They even may get a pet pat down with you. Then when you get on the plane, you actually are not legally, federally allowed to remove that pet from under the seat. It's to stay in its carrier under the seat the entire time. And the few problems that I've seen recent years because of the increase is people take them out. There was just one that escaped, another passenger was running all over the cabin.
And an
airline steward, they had to emergency land because there was a loose pet running around being crazy in the airplane.
That's amazing. So, let's talk a little bit about your automotive reviews. Are you reviewing the vehicles as to their pet safety-ness or their adaptability to pets?
Well, we actually have, I personally look at several things. Because I'm a female automotive person, I also review the vehicles from a woman's perspective.
Great.
So different things of where to store things, where can I put my purse, will it fly through the vehicle? Because, of course, a purse is just like a coffee cup or suitcase, it'll give you a concussion. Pets, of course, we look at different things within a vehicle that make it easier for us or safer for us to travel with our pets. Of course, an SUV or a station wagon, that third row seating, is it easy? Does it fold all the way flat so you can fit a full-size crate or a big dog? But also, how many D-rings are back there? You know, if you're a camping or hiking person, you have all this gear and you want to put it in the back of your SUV, but you also need to make sure you can tether that down with nettings or tethers. Same goes for a pet. You can't just put them back there and, you know, think he's still not going to flop around. You want to make sure that you tether them in. What we have found with some of the newer vehicles, like the Town and Country minivan, they actually have the child safety seats, like the booster seats, as part of one of the features that you can get. That works well with a pet also. For the smaller dogs, now you don't have to go out and buy a pet booster seat or car seat. You use that and then use a tether system, and it raises them up so they can see out the window, which we all know dogs like looking out the window when they travel, just like us. But there's all kinds of items. Of course, one of the things from GM that I really liked a few years ago was the tri-climate control. Mm-hmm. When you get into a vehicle and you have a brand new baby, this is something you'll start paying more attention to because you're using the back seat or even the all the way back third row.
Mm-hmm.
When you open the car up, it is hot in there, and we're talking hot summer months. No children or pets left alone in vehicles. without you. Never, never, never. But when you are putting children in or pets in that third row or even the back seat, the front seat, I'm going to age myself, in the olden days, you would turn on the air conditioner and the driver and the person in the front seat cool off first, then the next seat, then the next seat. Well, GM, of course, had this tri-climate control. So the back seat and the SUV area were cooling off at the same pace that the driver was. So if you were too hot, you would know that your passengers are too hot. If the temperature was right, you knew your pet or your children in the back seat were okay. So that's one thing. Of course, side air curtain, full curtains all the way back, another big plus. It helps keeping our children safe and passengers, but our pets as passengers too. Anything that you could see that would help keep a child or a passenger safer is probably also going to be on my top list for making a vehicle better to travel with pets.
Yeah, makes a whole lot of sense. Lots of great information contained on your website. And Christina, why don't you give out that official website address for everybody?
You can visit www.barkbuckleup.com.
Barkbuckleup.com. Barkbuckleup.com is the official website. And you can check out all kinds of cool stuff, including a lot of travel tips, which is very important for folks this time of the year as people are still heading out on family vacations. So lots of great information to be had there. Tell us a little bit about the cost. How much does an average system for a medium-sized dog cost to have your dog protected and you protected from the dog in case of an accident?
Well, you have travel harnesses with tethers ranging from, I would say, $20 and up. You've got car seats, carriers, and boosters, which also, depending on size, range from probably more like $40 and up. But what you want to do is pick a product that works for you and your pet because it needs to be easy. Otherwise, it ends up in a drawer and nobody uses it. So pick something out that you're going to use. Try it in the store. Try it at home. If you don't like it, return it and get something else. Visit our website. We have videos on there that show you how to use a product, what the easy ones are, and, of course, never buy a product from a company that is promoting or selling products that promote, you know, pets being in the front seat. If they're doing that, it's not the product for you.
Well, Christina, this is a really cool topic, and we'll get you back on to talk and explore more. But in the meantime, check out barkbuckleup.com. Thank you so much, Christina. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Lawn.
The way is clear.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, and investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.